The blasting is intense these days, very, very much so, because this is the end game. And these are conversations they do not want us to be having. They're terrified right now that Le Pen could win. They want that Macron guy in so bad. I mean, you can really read between the lines of this stuff, despite all their propaganda about, you know, the fascist threat she is and all that. They're shaking in the boots this woman could win. I mean, look at the trouble they're having with Trump. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of this guy. No, or somehow, you know, put him through the washing machine so he could come out squeaky clean. That's going to be kind of hard. A man who bragged on groping women. They are not able to do that with Schwarzenegger, and they're not going to do it with Trump. Trust. But we got to get our act together and start going for the gold. Come on, guys. We got Prince on board, Nicola on board, Proudhon roaring and rip roaring for us to go. Come on. Come on, folks. Let's do this. And I'm not just saying that because my head is busting with mucus at the moment, or because Prince was murdered. But I do not want to see this passed on to the next generation. Come on, we are not that lame. We cannot be that lame now that we have the information we need. So in terms of this shift between doing what is comfortable and doing what, oh yeah, okay, sorry. All right, did we leave off with Donald? Okay, I'm gonna edit all that out. You'll be happy to hear. Anyway, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. If you have not seen it, you gotta watch it. I'm talking the Donald Sutherland's version. You probably won't watch it twice. And for that matter, check out Charlize, please. Woman, serious. I cannot tell you how I've had to think on her performance a number of times. There's this scene this guy's dropped off the fascist, and you know, this is all metaphor, you do know this, right? And she has this conversation. She is thoroughly freaked with her husband, Keanu, and Keanu at their apartment. Keanu is saying, "Well, come on now, keep it down." She goes, "I don't care." I vibed with that. So, I mean, believe me, when you are blasted the way these folks will do, if they are determined, you will stop. What it feels like, because of the pressure of the mucus buildup on your whatever, you know, we don't have our own doctors yet, but I'm assuming the base of the brain, it's like the palm of somebody's hand trying to force you to the ground. I know they love this weapon for so many reasons. They so got to be stopped. They are so full of hubris. It just ain't. It's unimaginable to those who have even a little bit of soul. But so check out Devil's Advocate, and that's hard to watch too for different reasons. And also Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And The Godfather, Al Pacino, presents an interesting contrast, although that requires a lot of discussion because some will dispute this analysis. I know. But exegesis or what? No, what do you call this? Who knows? In both Al Pacino's performance and Charlize, we're given a person enmeshed in a dream of nation, although with, you know, Michael Corleone, much less so, obviously, because he's born into a mafia family. But I guess we could equate that with one of the Plato's tribesmen's children, who it is possible. Well, yeah, that actually does work, now that I'm thinking on it. Yeah. So both enmeshed in a dream of nation, that the concept, the notion that it protects us from enemies, threats, and in both cases, the realization that one has been living in an illusion causes a shift in the character. In Charlize's case, it's in response to a transmogrification. In Al's case, the shift or descent is more subtle. And that descent, I struggled with that word as well, because It doesn't apply, obviously, if you're already awake. Then it's a different thing altogether. But in the case of the character of Charlize, character, yeah, descent works. And the person changes because of it. So it is with we who see our purpose in ending the class system, global totalitarianism, once the monster bears its fangs at us, or its disguise drops, and we see the full ugliness that has been there all along. This understanding expedites our transition, because if nothing was what it seemed, neither are we.